kākua mahalo kia hui ana o kākua ma kia wahi no ka pono o nā o lalo o ka honua e hia moi nei e ala mai nei paha. First I'd like to say mahalo Richard for inviting me. I've done a number of these through the NFLRC and I always consider it not only an honor and a privilege but a responsibility, so appreciate you there. I'd like to open by saying that I'm not a trained linguist. My professional background is in technology and telecommunications, my academic background in Hawaiian language and literature, and I'm pursuing a PhD in ethnomusicology. So if that sounds a little bit schizophrenic, welcome to my world. But I'd like to open by doing a quick survey. I'd like to ask, how many of you are dealing with languages that are facing fundamental issues with technology of being able to simply display and print and produce materials in the language with the orthography that's accepted for that language? Some of you? Mm-hmm. How many of you have no technology issues in that way, but are really looking for ways to implement technology in teaching and in documentation? Okay, so I think I'm well prepared. I have about an equal amount of material in both. I kind of expected that. So since we're so limited in time, I'm going to talk basically about three areas, some of the of our past and history and the use of technology in the Hawaiian revitalization movement, many of the challenges that we faced, which you folks may also be challenged, where we are now, and take a little bit of a peek perhaps into the future of where, at least in my opinion, we tend to be going with technology. I already asked you the question, so I can move forward. Okay, so most of our technology initiatives began about 18 years ago, and the target, the focus of these initiatives were the Hawaiian immersion schools, the Hawaiian medium mm-hmm. schools from the preschool level all the way through 12th grade, as well as university level Hawaiian students. The biggest issue we faced at the time, believe it or not, was simply fonts and keyboards. How do we type the language and have it show up with the diacritics that are accepted orthography? At that time, we were dealing really with an 8-bit, 25 character ASCII world, and had to go as far as modifying fonts in order to be able to properly print and display the Hawaiian language on our computers. That was actually a bit more of a task than we had anticipated because of the number of existing standards that were completely incompatible. And we ended up coming up with our own standard we refer to as the HI fonts, which replaced the umlauts with the macron that Hawaiian uses, and then the Y umlaut for our glottal. That's a real long story. Our character actually does exist in that standard 25 character set, but for various reasons, we needed to find another character in order to use that. Many of these developments came within house. HK stands for Halekuamo'o, which is our Hawaiian Language Center at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. So we began this process of modernizing fonts, developing keyboards for both Mac and PC use. Our programs here in Hawaii for Hawaiian language revitalization are very Mac-centric, that we do try to provide where we can tools that work on PC for users of that platform. The major technology initiative that we began back in 1982 and actually came to fruition in 94 is an intranet system referred to as Leoki. Back in the day, it was referred to as a bulletin board system. Now we call them intranet. First class is a very, at the time, very unique and innovative system that predated the graphical World Wide Web. It allowed people to interact, do their email and chatting and whatnot, using a proprietary client that connected you to the server and allowed you this interaction. And I'll show you a desktop, but for us, and we still use Leoki and we still use First Class today, it provides not only private email, but public and private conferences like bulletin boards for our various offices, places where the users of a particular office can gather and nobody else can see them. Also chat, file transfer. More recently, the system has added the ability to do voicemail as well as produce blogs. We currently have about 600 users on the system, and they range from first graders all the way up to our PhD students, university professors. This is our means of communicating within the community of Hawaiian language speakers who are involved in the revitalization movement. And more specifically, and I'll get into a little bit later, this is the home of the online Hawaiian language classes that we've been teaching since about 2002. On the right-hand side, I'm simply showing you a bit of an evolution, the top being a very old Mac OS 9 rendition of a menu, and this is actually the file menu that you would normally see in English if you use the system. So the system is not only Hawaiian language and content in that we communicate with each other in Hawaiian, you actually interact with the system through Hawaiian language as well. This is a very simple sample desktop. So what was great about First Class when it first came out and still is that when you log into the system, it opens up into a window on your desktop that very much mimics the user interface of either Macintosh or Windows. You have a bunch of folders. You have that same metaphor paradigm of folders and files. Double-clicking on any of these opens it up into a new window, which allows you to read the messages, your email, download files. The chat room and all this is integrated into a single client and a single site, so there's no navigating back and forth between various websites to accomplish these functions. Or for us on the technology side, we don't have to try to find a way to integrate five or six independent technologies, have a single point of authentication and such. So it's been a godsend for us. It's simple enough that children in first and second grade are actually able to use this. My daughter was using it in kindergarten, not knowing what she was doing, but getting the feel for being on that online environment. And believe me, I have created a monster there. I'll go very quickly through this. Kualono is our online web server. Established in 1995, and from the very beginning, we've insisted where at all possible it was going to be bilingual, both English and Hawaiian. The very few exceptions, pages where we are dealing with technology issues, perhaps where people aren't familiar with the technology terms that we've had to coin in order to address that need in our use of Hawaiian. Quick screenshot here. So it's bilingual Hawaiian on the left, English right. You notice the two flags on the left side there. One is the Hawaii state flag in the English. And it allows you to toggle between either a dual language, Hawaiian and English, or Hawaiian only. And as a political statement, we do not allow people to turn off the Hawaiian language. You get either Hawaiian and English, or you get Hawaiian only, and that's basically your choices. but this is, it took quite a while to figure it. It's actually implemented in cascading style sheets, being able to have a single document with both of the languages embedded and then allowing the user to choose which language they're going to view the site in. Apple Computer has actually been very supportive and very important to our work. They donated, actually first loaned us the first computers that we used for Leoki and Kualono back in 94 when we proved them to them that we were actually going to use them and that they were going to be valuable for our work. They donated the machines to us. And in 2001, as a result of a chance meeting in the hallway at Apple's headquarters in Cupertino between an engineer friend of mine and people in their international division, we were able to convince them to build Hawaiian language support into the operating system. That includes a Hawaiian keyboard. Many of the fonts in the system have all the diacritics in the proper places. And there's also Hawaiian locale, which activates Hawaiian sorting routines, as well as localized strings for the date, the day of the week, and the month are all in Hawaiian if you happen to choose that interface. So this is a demonstration of that. Olelo Hawaii, Hawaiian language, is a choice in the language in the operating system in every Macintosh that ships. There's two different keyboards. The Hawaiian keyboard showed in the lower graphic is the built-in one that comes with OS 10, the Papapihi HI is our old custom keyboard, and I'm a proud Irishman, so I also have the Irish keyboard enabled. But the localization features are shown here. Any application that uses the date and time strings, if it shows the date, it will show it in Hawaiian if you set this. So it's not something that we have to localize. for every application that we do. It's built into that system level support. So for those of you dealing with languages that don't enjoy this level of support from Apple or Microsoft, getting that support into the system level is incredibly important. I'm going to bypass quite a few of our older initiatives and move into the present, talking first about, I thought I fixed this, sorry. I wanted it all to show at once. In 2002, we actually began development and taught Hawaiian language online, first and second year, starting in fall 2002. And these were all delivered via Leoki. What we found was, even back then and today, there's so many users who still don't have broadband in Hawaii, particularly the rural areas. And because of Leoki, it does have a proprietary client which has audio recording capability into it already. We weren't having to worry about issues with Java, things like that. The fonts and keyboards were all working fine. So we decided to deliver via Leoki in first class. We also used WebCT and currently use Moodle for quite a number of self-correcting or system-corrected practice exercises that the students can do in their own. But the classes are interactive. Each assignment submitted by a student first gets an automated reply with corrections for their submissions instantly, and then the teacher follows up with specific feedback for the students in a timely manner. I should mention that within our university or our College of Hawaiian Language, we no longer directly teach or administer these. Because of workload issues, we turned over administration and teaching to our consortium partner, the Ahapuna Leo Inc., and they are still teaching these classes actively right now. If I logged into Leoki, if I could log into Leoki, it seems to be firewalled from here. I could show you the students actively engaged in their classes at this moment. This is how the classroom is set up. Each chapter has a separate folder with anywhere from 30 to 50 individual lessons, very short and focused with audio, most of them. Below is a general discussion area where students can go in and interact with each other. So this is our replacement for the classroom environment. We're not teaching students one-on-one. They're getting to know each other. They're required to record in their own voices an introduction, why they want to learn the language, issues that they're facing, and things like that. So it's very interactive, and we really try to nurture that environment of being a community of learners on the system. This is an example of some lesson. The students are required to do a translation of some basic phrases. The top portion of it, though I can't play it for you right now, the audio recording of the student who submitted their assignment, they not only have to do the translation, they're required to record their pronunciation of it for evaluation by the instructor. And now we'll get to Larry Kimura's favorite part of the program. The Kaleo Hawaii project is, Kaleo Hawaii was a radio program recorded between 72 and 89, interviews with mostly native Hawaiian language speakers, most of whom are now deceased, approximately 600 hours of recordings of these people. We have this completely cataloged in a FileMaker Pro database, and Larry and the team that he's working with are going further and doing transcription and preparing it for deeper linguistic analysis, which would probably a little bit more attuned to the work going on at the conference here. This one was a legal nightmare. The recordings included a lot of recorded, pre-recorded songs from records and tapes of that era. So we actually had to hire a lawyer, and it took us about 2 years to really get a clear idea of what the restrictions were on our use of these particular recordings. This is a screenshot of our very basic database at this point, which is really just based on subjects, the names of individuals, very broadly the topics that they discussed during the radio program. So this is one phase of it, simply allowing people to find that information, and when they click on the link, it will automatically begin the streaming of that particular recording from that point. So rather than making a bunch of CDs and things, we're actually trying to make it as best we can in a legal manner online. Another project that's very important to this work is the work of the Hawaiian Lexicon Committee, the Komeke Hu'olelo. Obviously, there from the legacy of the language, there are no terms for modem, Ethernet, broadband, wireless, and such. So the committee is tasked with creating the lexicon that's needed to make Hawaiian usable in this context in a modern environment. Ulukau is a huge part of our initiative. This is the Hawaiian Digital Library, which includes online digital, I believe six or seven different dictionaries now, 50,000 pages of Hawaiian language newspaper, 5,000 of which are searchable, Hawaiian Bible, hundreds of books, one of the largest, if not the largest, digital resource for indigenous language in the world. It runs a an open source software developed in Aotearoa called Greenstone. Very highly recommend those of you involved in that kind of work to look at Greenstone, but I will move on. Microsoft, I've tried to deal with them for about 8 years and finally made some inroads in order to get the same kind of Hawaiian support that we have in Apple into Microsoft. Just got some email and things seem to be clear. There's two programs. One is called the Technology Adaptation Program, and the Natural Languages Grouping, a subgroup of that, that are now willing to work with us in order to get the Hawaiian keyboard and the same kind of resources we have in Mac in, built into the Windows operating system, as well as helping us deal with issues we've had even being able to do something as simple as spell check in Hawaiian. Is even though the adaptation and support for Unicode has grown greatly, we're still facing issues with it in the deeper level of the operating system and some of these applications. We've also done a series of podcasts that support our Hawaiian language classes, both online at the university, specifically geared to, we wrote them specifically for the textbook that was written by some of our faculty. This is available online. Anybody can download it. If you'd like to check it out, feel free. I also did a series of podcasts on my Hawaiian music hobby website. I told you I was kind of schizophrenic. Where at one point I just decided I'm going to do all these in Hawaiian so you can enjoy the music of Hawaii. And that was really the hook. People wanted to hear the music, and they put up with listening to me speak in Hawaiian in order to get to the music. I averaged about 1,000 listeners for every show, and even though I don't produce them anymore, they're still available online, and people continue to download them. Video conferencing has been very important to us. This particular class, you're looking at students in Arizona, Wisconsin, Aotearoa, our students in Hilo. We also had students joining in via phone bridge from Alaska and students on the islands of Molokai and Lanai. This was not specifically a language class, but a class that dealt with teacher training. So each institution founded their own class or set up their own class. Their students joined into it. We had a professor from Hilo leading it, but we've also had professors or faculty from the U.S. mainland, such as Bill Demert, teaching classes to our students in Hilo in Indigenous education. Quickly, the future. To me, the future is where a lot of other people are right now, but our language hasn't gotten there because we don't have the level of support that English and other major languages do. But real quickly, for those of you that have never heard of the social network Ning, for years I wanted something that could attract our MySpace generation kids to get into social networking, but do it through our language. Well, this is a very, very good clone of what the functionality of MySpace, and it has an incredibly easy to use means for localizing the entire site. There's a couple strings here you can see still in English, and this is because I haven't gone in and updated it as they've updated their software, but you can essentially create your own little mini MySpace in whatever language you choose. It's about 2,000 strings. I think it took me maybe 30 hours of work to translate the entire system into Hawaiian, and then again, there's periodic maintenance. Facebook also, most people don't know about, they do have a translation application and a program for supporting group efforts of translating the system. I've emailed them quite a few times and saying we need Hawaiian. I've had friends do the same thing. Their means of deciding what language is to begin depends on how many people support it. So if you want to see Facebook available in the language of your choice. You need to get a lot of people behind you, get them into the group, and have them all saying, we want Facebook available in this language. The final frontier, well, we're actually at right now, mobile computing. It's something that I'm spending a lot of time thinking about, but not a whole lot of time doing. This is actually a screenshot of my iPod, and it works the same on an iPhone. Because of the support that we were able to get Apple to put into the Macintosh operating system, this magically appeared on my iPhone one day. So a lot of that core code that was built into Mac OS X has found its way to the iPod and the iPhone. If you go into the international area, you can actually choose Hawaii as a locale. And whenever date and time strings, things of that nature, appear in any application, and this is their weather application, they will show in Hawaiian. I've been down on my knees begging. We're working on trying to get a Hawaiian keyboard into the iPhone as well. My feeling is like everything else, they're not going to tell us. It's just going to show up there one day. So we'll see where that ends up. Sorry, I forgot to do that. I beat you. Sorry, that felt like a 20-minute marathon, but I love talking to people about these kind of things, sharing what we do, and even more interested in hearing from other people about how they're implementing technology for the support of their language. So I'd love to hear from any of you. Even if you want to talk about Hawaiian music, I love that too, obviously. But you know, technology is what I do with the language. And you know, it's a never-ending job. You know, for those of us that do it, we're never going to be out of work. Yes. Online within first class, in the client itself, there is the ability to record audio. So you simply create a new message, and there is a red button that you click and record. So just as you would record in any application like GarageBand or Audacity, whatever, it's built in. That was the beauty of it. They don't have to download and install any software and then attach it to the message. It handles it automatically.
How about
Moodle? We don't do that in Moodle. I know you can, you know, embed or attach audio files to it, but not to play back. Yeah, I'd actually probably go another direction. If I was going to do this from scratch now, I'd probably use WordPress, you know, for that interactive, because there are plugins for it that will allow you to attach audio and play it right in the web. Sorry, Phil? I have an account, and I pay $20-something dollars every 3 months that I haven't gone in for years. I would love to do that. It's a matter of time and resources. You know, our technology team is me half time and one other fellow who fixes printers and installs software and everything else. So we're just spread so thin. If we had a body that I could dedicate just to doing Second Life, I would. Yeah, I think it's a great resource.
So you mentioned LP and
Yeah, the software is free. The client software, you pay on the server side. So we pay X number of dollars per year in order to support, say, 1,000 users. So they can download the client, and it's available Mac or PC. They download it for free. We have a little installer that will localize the app for them if they want the Hawaiian language interface. They just double-click, and it does it. But, yeah, the end user doesn't have to pay for the software. Yes, sir.
So how far away are things like spell checkers and grammar checkers?
We've actually had, with our old font system, I have about an 8,000 word document that we've accrued over the years, combining a bunch of dictionaries. With our old font system, they work. With Microsoft, even though the Office applications are Unicode compliant, it doesn't work in the spell checking. So that's why I'm working with the folks in TAP and the NLG to try to figure out how we can get to that point. I've got the document, it's ready to go. We're probably going to be giving it to Apple because they can build it into the operating system level as well for non-Microsoft apps. But we're trying to get away from the old custom font system and go strictly with Unicode, so we're simply waiting until they get to that point with the applications. Yeah. Anything else? No.